This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, July 9th, 2010. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, soccer is not the only thing that foreigners are good at. Maybe the one good thing about the current economy is that it is now cheaper for Americans to travel abroad. The dollar is strong and the exchange rates are in our favor for the first time in a long time. And as for foreign poetry, well, there are deals out there, people. The only problem is that foreign poems tend to be in foreign languages. But luckily for us, oceans of the stuff have already been converted into English. On this program, we're going to just dip our toes into some of this international booty. It is not what we normally do. Part of the Poetry Foundation's mission has been to bring new audiences to American poetry, specifically to contemporary American poetry. And when we record poets, they are Americans. But we often ask these American poets at the end of the recordings to read someone else's work. And occasionally, they read a work of a foreign poet.
This is a poem by the Israeli poet Yehuda Amichai. And it's in Hebrew. And it was translated by Yehuda Amichai and Ted Hughes together.
That is the poet Edward Hirsch. Along with many of his own books of poetry, Edward Hirsch is the author of a book about reading poetry called How to Read a Poem and Fall in Love with Poetry. He is also president of the Guggenheim Foundation. In a moment, we'll hear why he chose to read Letter of Recommendation by Amichai, Israel's late and greatest modern poet. But first, the poem in which the speaker remembers his dead father.
Letter of Recommendation. On summer nights, I sleep naked in Jerusalem on my bed, which stands on the brink of a deep valley without rolling down into it. During the day, I walk about, the Ten Commandments on my lips, like an old song someone is humming to himself. Oh, touch me, you good woman. This is not a scar you feel under my shirt. It's a letter of recommendation, folded from my father. He's still a good boy and full of love. I remember my father waking me up for early prayers. He did it caressing my forehead, not tearing the blanket away. Since then, I love him even more. And because of this, let him be woken up, gently and with love, on the day of resurrection.
Tell me why you are so drawn to that poem.
Aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm just wondering about you.
Oh, well, it's rare in American poetry to have a poem of such precise tenderness. And because of modernism in American poetry, there was a certain kind of feeling that was banished from the poetry canon as being too sentimental. And when I was a young poet in my 20s, and I was looking for something that was intelligent and also passionate with a higher threshold of feeling, I had to turn to other models because Anglo-American poetry had gotten so cold. And so the Amichai poem appealed to me, the whole book of men appealed to me, because there's a kind of intimacy in it and a kind of warm breath and a kind of passion that isn't sentimental but has a kind of sacred feeling. And I like that intimacy and that feeling, and I like the warmth of the poem about his father.
Do you think American poetry has warmed up in the last 20 years at all, emotionally?
I would say as a whole, American poetry is not warmed up, that American poetry in its inclinations towards coolness, irony, and fragmentation is not particularly warm. But I think there are poets who write with great warmth.
And you blame modernism for that tendency away from human warmth.
That's right. I think modernism was a really great movement in poetry, and I wouldn't want to take anything away from what it brought us in poetry in terms of its brilliance. But Pound and Elliot often praised coldness in art and spoke against warmth and feeling. They wanted something that was sculptural, and they wanted something that was objective, and they wanted something that was as distant as possible from the poet. And now they themselves defied their own practice, and in some ways they distracted the reading of their own poems by these critical dictum. But this critical dictum took tremendous form in New Criticism, which then enshrined coldness as a way of reading in the academy. And that's our legacy. So I've tried to find poems that counter that.
And so you search outside of the American tradition for that.
That's right. That's what I've done.
We recorded Edward Hirsch in 2007 at a conference, where we also recorded Nick Flynn, who also chose to read a poem outside the American tradition. Nick Flynn has published several collections of poetry, but he is perhaps best known for his memoir, memorably entitled Another Bullshit Night in Suck City. He read a poem by a poet I'd never heard of.
It's called To Have a Friend.
Who is this by?
Tomas Salomon.
Okay.
From his book, The Book for My Brother.
Tomas Salomon, I've since learned, is a Slovenian poet. Slovenia being the tiny Central European country that was once part of Yugoslavia, and that recently tied the U.S. in a World Cup game. Salomon is known by poets here probably because he was introduced to the English-speaking poetry world by Charles Simic, who edited and partly translated a selection of his poems in the late 1980s. This poem is about something that many poets from the former Eastern Bloc seem to have had intimate acquaintance with. Evil.
To have a friend. I see the devil's head, people. I see his whole body. I never thought he could come so close. He longs for innocence, as we do. I have the sensation he was crammed into the wall for a long time. I have the feeling that his hands ache, that he is tender and absorbed in thoughts. He licks everything before killing it. He bursts into tears, scraping meat. He is blessed. He has no friends. He is walking alone in the world. I have the feeling he is saying something to me, that he is watching me with regret. He knows I could never sleep with him. We are both humiliated. He reminds me of the English teacher when he was pensioned off, and young secret police recruits. It seems his beatitude is failing. The souls squeal when he tortures them. He doesn't drink them, as I imagined. It seems he derives no benefit from them. I think he would like to have a friend, to share goods and pleasure. He steps in the river and wets his head in it. He doesn't know how to speak with it. He splashes on the surface. I will leave him as he is. I will not talk to him.
No, tell me just a minute why that poem really appeals to you, why that draws you.
This poem, it seems like a very European sensibility to set up a conceit, like, okay, I'm with the devil, I know the devil really well, and then sort of like play it out in its really sort of mundane details, I think creates a great tension in the poem that it, you know, I have the feeling he is saying something to me, that he's watching me with regret, and then to also bring in compassion for the devil. You know, there's these terrible things going on, and yet he sort of says, but I think he's lonely. It's just sort of, it has a nice balance in it, I think. I think it has a really nice balance, and it's not so one-sided as, like, if we just kill the devil, all will be well.
Yeah, if George Bush were writing that poem, he would just kill the devil.
Yeah, you kill the devil, yeah. You just drop a bomb on the devil, and then all will be well,
yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
I think it's important to have this, you know, to have these other voices come into our culture now, sort of, to complicate things a little.
To complicate things a little more, check out the website Poetry International. The Poetry Foundation recently started curating a selection of American poets for this website. But you can also find poetry from countries all over the world, in English and in original languages. The URL is complicated, so just do a search for Poetry International, one word. And don't forget to download our free poetry app from the iTunes Store. Also, let us know what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.